Hello, this is the Monticello Party Line. Laurie Parker, operator.
Hello, Laurie Parker, operator. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Ken, and of course you are.
Yes, thank you. I'm feeling fine. What's the news on the line today?
Oh, all kinds of news. Have you seen Mr. Tuttle or Mr. Peters today?
No, not today.
Then you don't know about the horseshoe pitching contest that David lost?
No, what about it?
Well, he had to pay a very unusual penalty. But I won't tell you what it is. Wait till you find out from Mr. Peters and Mr. Tuttle. They'll get such a kick out of telling you about it.
Okay. I'll look the gentleman up and see what it's all about. Tell me, Laurie, how's your friend Christy Warren getting along?
Well, she's all right now, so far as I know, but I don't know what'll happen when David pays his penalty.
Say, now, wait a minute.
No, I'm not going to tell you any more about it. Would you like the line now, Ken?
Yeah. Let me have the line a minute, will you, Laurie? Then I'm going to look up Clem and Curly and see what this mystery's all about.
Okay, Ken. The line's yours.
Thank you very much, Laurie. Hello, party liners. You and I'll find out what all this is about in just a minute. But in the meantime, I'm sure you ladies listening in on the party line are very careful of how you treat your skin. You want it to look fresh and velvety smooth, because these days a good appearance is everything. For example, you undoubtedly buy better than ordinary soaps to wash your face, because you know a harsh soap might make your skin dry and rough-looking. But what do you do about your internal cleansing? Are you just as careful of tender inner workings? Well, let me tell you that you aren't if you ever take a harsh laxative again. Now, how will you know if you're taking a harsh laxative? Well, I say the best and most sensible way is to look at the label of the laxative you buy. See if there are any words on it that you don't understand. Then compare these with Dr. Caldwell's syrup Pepsin combined with laxative center compound. Look at the label on the syrup Pepsin bottle, and you'll see that syrup Pepsin contains only mild, gentle, vegetable laxative ingredients that can help you smoothly and soothingly. To be sure of a mild help, take Dr. Caldwell's syrup Pepsin. Get your internal cleansing at least as carefully as you do your external cleansing. Get gentle, mellow, syrup Pepsin at your own druggist today. I know where we'll find Clem and Curly right now. It's noontime in Monticello, and because Aggie went over to help Sarah with her delayed wash today, Clem has come home with Curly for a warm noontime meal. The gentlemen are seated at the kitchen table. Sarah and Aggie are busy bringing steaming dishes of food from the stove.
There you are. It's just warmed over roast, I warn you, Clem, but it's real tasty.
Looks and smells fit for a king, Sarah, my girl.
Watch out now. The dishes are good and hot.
Come on now, Mama. Aren't you going to sit down pretty soon?
Yes, we'll sit down. I don't know if Aggie feels like this is much of a party. She's been working so hard all morning helping me with the wash. I just feel kind of ashamed.
Why, Sarah, I enjoyed every minute of it.
There you are, Curly. Help yourself. It's just leftovers I threw together, but it's gone. All darn good if I do say so myself.
Clem, you're funny. Mama, could I have the sauce, please?
Why, certainly, Curly. Now, don't you skip the vegetables, Curly. They're good for you.
I already had a big help, and thank you, Mama.
If you two gals are so took up with the joys of washing, why don't you open up a laundry, and Curly and me could retire?
Well, I must say, that's a lovely idea.
Putting your wives to work, and you two retire.
Yes.
Well, I thought you said you enjoyed it so much. Might well make a financial success at the same time.
Just what would you retire from, Mr. Tuttle, if I may ask?
From worrying, my dear. How much for another potato, Sarah?
Oh, my goodness, Clem, help yourself.
Oh, yes, Clem. Eat, boy. Mama just hates to have to put anything back in the icebox.
Don't look so worried, Aggie. I won't clean him up.
Say, Clem, you know what?
Beg your pardon, Curly?
If the girls was to open up a laundry, maybe you and me could open up a horseshoe pitching emporium.
Say, now, that ain't a half bad idea, considering the fun we had this morning.
Yes.
So, you were pitching horseshoes this morning, Clem Tuttle. And I thought you were so busy down to the library looking up about Borneo for my busy bee talk.
My dear, I forgot to tell you. They was fresh out of Borneo down to the library today.
Oh, the idea.
What's all this about pitching horseshoes, Curly?
Oh, well, it's just a little game we happen to get into.
And nothing important at all. Just a little exercise to keep us limbered up.
Yes.
That a new dress you got on, Sarah? Mighty becoming color, if I may say so.
Now, never mind, Clem, trying to change the subject.
Why, my dear.
Curly.
Yes, Mama.
I asked you a question.
Oh, yes. Well, like I was saying, it was just a little game of horseshoes, Mama. Nothing much at all. It just so happened that Carlton Ross and David Hunter happened to be in for a few minutes.
Will you look at that? If it don't look like snow outside.
Snow? Why, it can't
Well, hardly out of a clear blue sky.
Clem, just what are you making faces at Curly for?
Eh? Who's making faces?
Oh, well, that was just...
I had something stuck in my teeth. Wish you wouldn't watch over me every minute like a hawk, Agatha. It makes me nervous.
Well, you make me nervous passing high signs over to Curly. Now, will you two please be kind enough to tell Sarah and me what this is all about?
If it isn't anything important, Curly, I should think you might let us in on it.
Well, but, Mama, it was in the strictest confidence.
We're swore to secrecy. More or less.
Oh, well, shucks, now that the girls are kind of in on it, what's the harm in telling them the whole thing, Clem?
That's what I say, Curly.
Not that I feel as if I was even halfway in on it. It don't sound like much of anything to me so far.
Well, okay. We'll break down and let the girls in on it. But remember...
Yes, Clem?
Not a word out of either one of you, on or off the line, about this here little story, do you hear?
Why, Clem...
Mama, not a word, if you please.
Curly, as if you two boys didn't know that you could trust us to keep every word to ourselves.
Well, hurry up, boys. Now, what about it?
Well, Clem, I guess maybe you better tell the story.
Well, okay, if you insist. Matter of fact, it ain't a very long story. It just so happened that whilst I was in the machine shop this morning talking to Curly, Dave Hunter come in with Carlton Ross.
Yes.
We was talking around and... Somebody happened to mention, how about a game of horseshoes?
Yeah.
Honestly, Clem, the time you waste...
Just a minute, Egg, just a minute.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Dave said he could trim Carlton's hands down. Carl said he couldn't.
Just friendly, of course, Mama. Dave was just kidding.
Of course, Curly. Go on, Clem.
Then comes the funny part. Carlton says, well, if David should lose, he'd have to pay a penalty.
Playing for money. I like that.
No, Agatha. Not money. That wasn't the penalty.
Would have been a whole lot easier for Dave if it had been money. No, sir. This was much more painful to Mr. David Hunter.
Oh, yes.
He had to promise that if he lost the game, he'd call up Christy Warren and ask her for a date.
Oh, you don't mean it.
Yes, sir.
Well, call up Christy Warren and ask her for a date. Dear me.
Won't he be surprised when he sees what a cute young girl she is after he's been thinking she's an old witch?
Oh, he's already met her.
He has.
Uh-huh.
Well, then... I don't see that it's so awful funny if he's already met her.
Why, then, he'd be more than happy to call her up and ask for a date.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to say, Agatha, he still feels the same way about Christy.
Oh, go on.
No, fooling. Them two practically had a hair-pulling match over to school the other day, according to what Carlton said.
I don't believe it.
Well, I certainly don't either.
But it's so, Mama, they're just as mad as can be.
But why?
They're just carrying on a battle they begun before they ever met. David's mad that he had to move out of his office. And Christy's mad because he wasn't a gentleman about it. Seems when they met, neither one knew who the other one was, so they kind of spoke their minds about each other, not realizing who they were talking to.
Oh, forevermore.
My goodness. And now, well, wait a minute. We don't know yet if David lost the horseshoe pitching match.
He lost it, all right.
And now he's got to call up Christy and ask her for a date.
Well, if she's mad at him, she won't give him any dates, so I don't see that it's so awful bad. Except, of course, it's embarrassing.
Oh, it just kills Dave to think of it. But he's got to go through with it.
Of course, he's counting on her saying no.
Well, you don't think she'd say yes if they're so mad at each other. Oh, my land, if these men folks aren't the silliest monkey shiners, Sarah.
I must say, I thought you had more serious things to take up your time down at the machine shop, Curly.
Well, Mama, who knows? Maybe this might be more serious in the future than anyone could imagine right now.
And there's certainly something to that, Curly. We'll skip several hours in time now. It's evening of the same day, and at the switchboard office of our party line down on the square, we find Laurie Parker... working the early evening shift. Visiting her is Christy Warren.
It's really remarkable, Laurie.
What is, Christy?
Well, I probably should have said you really are remarkable.
Goodness. Why?
You know, I've been away from Monticello, except for vacations, for 4 years. I've been far away, and I've met dozens of other people, and I've seen ever so many different places, and all that time you've been working here at the switchboard.
Does that sound like an awfully dull and uneventful life to you, Christy?
At just point, doesn't it all? I mean, looking at you and listening to you, I was just thinking how joyful and interested and happy you seem.
Well, that's probably because I live so many other people's lives besides my own. Sitting here at the switchboard, I'm in contact with... There, now let's see what I'm in contact with. Just a second, Christy.
Of course.
Hello, Laurie Parker, operator.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Carter.
Well, how are you? All over your call now?
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I suppose you want me to call Louisa?
Yes, she's at home. I just had a call for her a little while ago.
Just a minute, please.
There you are, Mrs. Carter.
You're welcome.
Mrs. Carter has a cold.
What?
Mrs. Winterby is going over to the church basement tonight, so if anyone calls her, they can get her there. What time is it? Just a minute. I'll look at my clock, Mr. Tuttle. Yes, Miss Brown. No, I haven't seen your sister, not since I saw her leave the drugstore this afternoon. If I do, I'll tell her to get in touch with you.
Oh, Laurie, Laurie. What would Monticello do without you?
Oh, get another telephone operator. There wouldn't be any difficulty about that.
It wouldn't be easy to get one like you, I'm sure of that.
Oh, dear, again. Sorry, Christy. Oh,
don't be silly. I like to hear you operate the switchboard.
Hello? Well, hello, David. How are you?
Well, that's good. Just fine, thank you.
Why, well, certainly, David. Just a second.
Christy, what is it?
This call's for you.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
It isn't Mother, is it? I thought you said...
No, it isn't your mother. Your mother evidently told David that you were here.
David?
Yes, it's David Hunter. You know, the boy who teaches science at high school.
Oh, yes, I know who David Hunter is. He doesn't want to talk to me. You must be mistaken.
Oh, no, I'm not. Will you please take this call, Christy?
And now what happens? Is David going to ask Christy for that date? And what do you suppose she'll say? I wonder if Laurie intends to tell Christy why it is that David is calling her. Partyliners, you wouldn't wash your face with laundry soap. You wouldn't do it because you know that harsh soaps might make your face rough and dry and coarse-looking. Well, harsh laxatives may have the same effect on the delicate membranes of inner workings that harsh soaps have on your skin. Of course, now that you hear about it, I'm sure you'll agree, but will you remember it? Will you remember the next time you take a laxative that it should be Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin combined with laxative Senna compound? Then you don't have to guess. With Syrup Pepsin, you'll be sure that here is a mild, gentle, liquid laxative always at hand and waiting for the time when you need gentle internal cleansing. Even with its remarkable ingredients, Syrup Pepsin costs very little, and it's right for the whole family. Get a bottle at your druggist today. I think it's going to be more than worth our while to pick up our receivers early tomorrow on the party line, so as not to miss a word of David and Christy's conversation. See you tomorrow, party liners!